If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. It's time to get spooktified once again. A shout out to my buddy Bumps in the Night, who not only is the mastermind behind the Horror Burrito podcast, but he's also an author as well, and he wrote this story for tonight. Check out his channel. His information will be in the description box down below. Now, let's get spooky. You ever have one of those sleep sessions where you can't remember anything when you wake up? I myself am having one of those mornings or maybe evenings. I can't really tell, as I had just awoken from what feels like I was hit by a truck. I feel well rested, but I'm in a cramped, confined space. I could feel the floor with my hands. It feels like wood. I placed my hands as far up as I could reach. It was confined, and it seemed like I was in some sort of care or box. Why would I be in a box? My mind was racing with questions until I heard it. The sound of a slight pitter-patter of something. I can't see anything. There's a light feeling of something falling on my face. What could it be? Powder? Is it dust? It's dark. I'm definitely in a small enclosed space. I'm only noticing it now, but it's hot. I'm beginning to feel claustrophobic. Taking a pause, I stop and I try to calm myself down. Suddenly, another strange sound comes from above me. I closed my eyes even though it was dark, and I tried to concentrate. As I began to focus, the sound of faint music was playing. It was a soft orchestra, maybe, something my grandmother would have listened to. There was something wrong about this soft, gentle tune. It had an ominous feeling to it, kinda like the stuff you would hear at funerals. Why would I be hearing this? I started to panic. Did someone kidnap me? Am I on the shit end of some elaborate prank? I felt my heart racing all the way up to my throat. Why would someone do this to me? Think. I know I'm not most liked, but I certainly don't have any enemies who would go out of their way to do this to me. I was drawing a full blank until it hit. I've seen stuff about situations like this on the internet. There's no way this is happening. It couldn't be. I think I'm in the process of being buried. That music is for a funeral. My funeral. Oh my God. I'm in a coffin, aren't I? I'm being buried alive. The thought alone made me shaken, and I didn't know what to do. I started to breathe heavy and thrash about against the small four wooden walls confining me. My rapid breaths left me in a full-blown panic attack. I started beating on the lid of the box. I was trapped in. Help! Help! Let me out! I'm not dead! The sound of what I could assume was dirt being thrown upon me was getting lighter. I was running out of time quick. I begin to sob. It's hopeless. This is hopeless. I'm going to die down here. Just then, I heard a sound. It was different from the noise of the dirt being shoveled onto my pre-grave or the orchestra music. It was a knock. But what's strange is it came from behind me. It had originated behind my head. Once again, I tried with all my might to focus on my surroundings. Knock, knock, knock. There it was. 3 consecutive taps from behind me. I tapped back the best I could in my enclosed environment, and then without warning, suddenly a loud crack happened in the enclosed space. A mass of dirt threw up to my left side. Another cracking sound again and again. At least 7 that I could count in the chaos. Multiple sets of hands bursted the wooden barrier that shook between me and the moist, cold soil. They began to fasten their grip from the bottom of the box behind me firmly, grasping me and digging their jagged nails into me. I lost it. I freaked out. I don't know how I got there or what happened. All I know is I didn't like it, and I wanted out of this hellish nightmare. Fight or flight set in, and seeing as I couldn't run, my only choice was the fight. I began to thrash about, kicking my feet as hard as I could at the lid. I could feel scratching being carved into my flesh as I struggled to escape the many fingers. I felt the unmovable force of these hands pulling me downward even further beneath the earth. I felt my adrenaline start to rush as I flailed about. Dirt had gotten into my mouth and my eyes. I fought back tears as I choked out the phrase, "Help me!" The smell of rot started to breach my small area. I fought back hard to choke down a gag that was rising. The last thing I needed was to be drenched in puke. I felt another mighty tug as I sank lower. The harder I fought, the harder those hands pulled. I freed a wrist with all my might and I punched through the ceiling of this death chamber. I felt the smashing of wood as my knuckles began to sting, followed by the sensation of crumbling dirt. I raised my free hand and began to wave it frantically as I had to let them know that I was still alive down here. Just as I began to think I was safe, the sensation of another hand breaking through the coffin floor and wrapping around my neck had started to choke me. My vision began to fade as I was being choked, and I started to black out, when I felt the firm grasp of a clammy, warm hand embrace my palm. Suddenly, the hands retract back into the cold, moist depths beneath where they had so suddenly appeared from. A few moments pass, and I could see the sunlight through the hole I had made in my struggles. The sound of panic was above me as they chambered to remove the dirt and pry the lid open. In a blink of an eye, I was blinded by bright, warm rays. I rubbed my eyes a few times, adjusting to the sweet rays of the vitamin D, and looked around confused as the man began to help hoist me out of the ground. I frantically looked back at the spot that I had been laying in, 8 holes all around where I was primarily laid to rest. Soil lay scattered around the cushioned backside of the coffin. I had minor lacerations on my forearms, hands, and neck. A crowd of my closest friends and family stared at me in disbelief. After coughing up what seemed like buckets worth of dirt, I exclaimed frantically, "The hands! Don't let them get me!" The crowd looked what was a mix of shock and perplexed. I asked, "Just what in the heck was going on here?" My mother approached me teary-eyed. You were pronounced dead 2 days ago. It happened when your body went into a shock after suffering some allergic reaction to something on that dinner date that you had on Friday. It all started to come back to me in that very moment. I was on a date with this woman I had met online. We had been talking for several weeks and eventually decided to meet up. She had chosen this super expensive foreign place and ordered for the both of us. She knew my allergies beforehand and promised to make sure I'd get something that wouldn't bother them. I remember taking a few bites and then needing to go to the restroom immediately after. I collapsed then, and I could only assume I blacked out. My mother responded, "Well, that would explain why your apartment was ransacked. It looked like a herd of wildebeests had went through there." "Oh no, the safe!" I shouted frantically, realizing what had happened. "Calm down, dear. Anything lost can be replaced. Well, except for you. And even that seems to be a working theory now." "That chick drugged me and robbed me. And what she took was way more valuable than any form of currency or collectible," I shouted frantically. "She got the flash drive that had my recipe with..." I stopped myself mid-sentence. My mother asked, confused, "Your recipe for..." I quickly diverted the subject. "My recipe for triple chocolate chunk muffins." She laughed and told me I was always such a comedian. My friends and family began to warm me with loving embrace and comments of how enlightened they were that I had survived my, literal to me, metaphorical to them, brush with death. After about 20 to 30 minutes, the group dispersed. I searched my dating profile, and I even went to the restaurant that I had died in. There was no trace of this woman I had arrived with on my date. Her profile was gone, her phone number unregistered, the video surveillance from that night we ate out corrupted. She trashed my apartment, attempted to kill me, and stole a very valuable recipe for an extremely dangerous substance and vanished. She had to be some kind of spec ops, secret service, black ops, KGB? I'll never know. As for the recipe, I know she knew what it was for, as why else would I be attacked by zombies at my own funeral? Oh yeah, that serum that she made off with was dubbed 115 Zeta Alpha. I'll let you guys guess what it did. If not, you must not have been listening to my tale very well. For now, I recommend that you stock up on emergency supplies and find yourself a weapon, as the end of days are upon us now. I also recommend, whatever you do, that you stay away from any cemeteries, as if you're not careful, you may just find yourself on the other side of the graveyard.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.